When the owners of the Seattle Sonics moved the team to Oklahoma City in 2008, basketball fans in Seattle were crushed. But they got one consolation prize. The team owners agreed to leave behind the Sonics' cache of memorabilia. It's hundreds of items, including retired jerseys, banners, photographs, and the team's 1979 World Championship trophy. The collection has largely been hidden away for the past 5 years. That is, until now. KUOW's Deborah Wong got a sneak peek at the collection and has this story.
The collection is housed in a nondescript-looking building in South Seattle. To see it, you have to go through several locked doors and into a huge storage facility. It's a big open room with floor-to-ceiling metal shelves. The Sonics collection is off to one side.
Yeah, we have about 10 shelves, and a lot of things are in boxes right now.
Kristen Halunen is at the Museum of History and Industry, or MOHI. This is MOHI's storage facility. Halunen says the boxes are filled with photographs, videotapes, 16-millimeter film, newspaper clippings, jerseys, and shoes. The Sonics' 1978 and 1979 Western Conference trophies are tucked away in one corner. On the very top shelves is a collection of banners, neatly folded and wrapped in plastic.
They're fairly large and unwieldy, so I'm going to break it over to another table here.
Halunen brings out a banner that's rolled up onto a pole. MOHI Executive Director Leonard Garfield dons plastic gloves and helps unfurl it.
1978 to 79 NBA World Championship, the Seattle Supersonics. And there's the team's logo, and this is what hung from the rafters of the King Dome to celebrate that great season.
A big portion of the collection dates back to those years. It was the first time a Seattle professional sports team had won a championship since 1917. Leonard Garfield says it was a very big deal.
You know, 79 wasn't the best of times in Seattle. We had come through those dark days of the Boeing bust. We were really still struggling in some ways, and this was a chance for everybody to come together. And getting that trophy and bringing it back to Seattle and the parades and the celebrations, it still is remembered as the high mark for people who are sports fans in Seattle.
And the team had its stars, Jack Sikma, Gus Williams, and downtown Freddie Brown. The Sonics went on to retire their numbers, and their framed jerseys are part of the collection. Lenny Wilkins played for the Sonics and then went on to coach the championship team.
And there's his jersey. And it's cool to look at because look at the scale of that thing. He was a big guy.
The collection also includes an odd assortment of marketing materials and souvenirs, like a Brent Berry bobblehead doll. Halunen pulls it out of its original box.
There he is, bobbling away. And we have a few other bobblehead dolls, too.
The bobbleheads and the entire collection of Sonics memorabilia don't belong to MOHI. It's all here because of a lawsuit. When the former owners of the Sonics announced they would move the team to Oklahoma City, the city of Seattle sued to hold them to their Key Arena lease. The lawsuit ended in a settlement. The team was allowed to leave Seattle, but among other things, they had to leave behind the memorabilia. It's still owned by the Oklahoma City Group, but the settlement says if a new basketball team comes to the city, the memorabilia, along with the Sonics' name and trademarks, will be transferred to a new owner free of charge.
Unselt inbound. Start the countdown.
Right now, MOHI has only a couple of items from the collection on public display. At its new museum in South Lake Union, there's an exhibit about Seattle's sporting past. It includes film of the 1979 championship game.
The Seattle Supersonics have won the NBA World Championship Series.
The museum houses the one item that any Sonics fan would recognize, the gold-plated World Championship trophy. It's in a display case on the second floor.
Oh, it looks great up there. It's a nice place, too.
Chris Brannon goes by the nickname Sonics Guy. He's a lifelong Sonics fan. He and fan John Mullen are seeing the Sonics trophy for the first time in years.
I was thinking how poignant it is that this trophy's in this building and not in a Sonics building. That's tough.
No, it'll be back soon, though. It'll be back soon. I have a good feeling about it.
If a new NBA team comes to Seattle, MOHI Executive Director Leonard Garfield says the museum will break out more of the Sonics collection to share with the public.
Are you kidding? If a basketball team comes to Seattle, first of all, we are the home of all the great memorabilia of the Sonics. And if a basketball team returns to Seattle, we will be celebrating that in a big way.
Supersonics! Oh yeah!
I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.
Not just a regular team, your Seattle Supersonics!